Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, April 17th, 1983. The Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day.
From the 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 through 7. 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 through 7. And if you didn't bring your Bible this morning, there's some behind the pews there. Okay, verse 1 there says, "And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside from after money, and took bribes, and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." Let's bow our heads, please, in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be with us and give us wisdom and strength, that in all things that we would lift up and glorify your name. And we pray, Father, that we would never reject thee by turning to things of the world. We just pray, Father, that you would help us to keep our eyes on thee and lean not into our own understanding, but just trust in you. Father, we thank you for our church, and we thank you for the privilege of coming to your house to worship. We just pray, Father, that all that's said and done would be to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for our church and We just pray that anyone that comes this way would hear your word and see your love. And we just pray, Father, that you would be with us during a revival, that lost souls would come and be drawn to thee. We pray, Father, that those that come that already know you, that we would just walk closer with you by having come this way. We just pray, Father, that you would be with those that have lost loved ones and those that have problems, whatever they might be, Father, lift them up and help us all, Lord, to look unto thee for all things, which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's stand and turn to page 305, Lead Me to Calvary. Let's stand and sing first, second, and four stanzas.
King of my life, I crown thee now, mine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Yeah.
before the message, the Gardeners are going to come to sing for us. We appreciate these songs Melanie played for us, and we look forward to the songs about the Gardeners, and they're going to be singing for us during the revival. And we have special music every night, and trust the Lord will give us a hunger for the Word. I know this, Brother Casey is a man of God. I've heard him preach quite a few times, and he'll feed your soul. And don't miss out on one night of the services, please, unless hindered in some way. God bless these as they sing for us at this time. That are pulling us up toward heaven. We've got more to go to heaven for today than we had this time last Sunday. And I trust that's where our treasure is today, is in heaven. Today we're going to be speaking from those verses that Brother Earl read for us, as well as other verses in the New Testament. We want to ask a question this morning. Who is king in our lives? Who is boss? Who is Lord of our life? From whom do we take orders? There's two forces in this world, and one's the devil and one is the Holy Spirit. And the Lord today, in the person of the Holy Spirit, is seeking to lift us up. We need to set our affection on things above. Who is king?
prayer of my heart is that God the Holy Spirit will speak to each one of us as we consider this question today, as we look forward to April the 25th through May the 1st. As we look forward to what lies ahead in this service, may we today crown Jesus King as well as Lord. I believe that's what the verses in Romans 10, 9 and 10 is speaking about. That if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We need to confess Him as Lord as well as our Savior. He wants to be more than just a fire escape from here to heaven. I don't believe there's a Christian living who wants to just get into heaven barely. As old saying, by the skin of her teeth. Who is boss? I trust today that God is our boss. He's our Lord. You know, many times Jesus is referred to probably more times as Lord Jesus Christ, those three titles together, than just Lord or Jesus or Christ separately. He wants to be Lord. And I trust He is Lord today. The key passage was read to us by Brother Earl from 1 Samuel chapter 8. The children of Israel they made a decision because everyone else was getting a king. They wanted a king. And so they came to Samuel, who was getting old by this time. His mother, you know, had dedicated him to the Lord even before he was born. And so Samuel, they come to him and they say, make us a king to judge us like all the nations. We don't want to be different. We need a king. And so you know what? Samuel went to the source of his strength, God. And he prayed to the Lord. The Bible says in verse 6, Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Did you know what? The Lord, He said, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. The children of Israel wanted what is called a monarchy, a government by a king. They did not want a theocracy, which was government by God. They wanted someone else. They wanted someone they could see that could lead them out into battle. They wanted a king when God was already their king. Who is king in our lives? The Bible tells us in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 6 that, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, we should glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Some of us went to a prayer breakfast yesterday morning. I tell you, my heart was uplifted not only by the physical food that we had, but also by the time of prayer that we had afterwards and the time of testimony. One big tall fellow got up and he said, I was saved on a battlefield. I was saved on a battlefield. And he wanted us to pray for his family. There was a crisis in his family. I don't know what it was. But he wanted us to pray for him. A young Christian named George had an interest in the souls of men. And he often tried to win his druggist friend, Henry, to the Lord. But his witness was always met with ridicule. And finally, George said, "Henry, you say you have no faith in God. I don't want to worry you, and I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will convict you of your deep need of Him. When that time comes, I want you to remember this Bible verse, 'Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee.'" One evening, as the Daily Bread tells us, Henry was in his pharmacy when a young girl came in to get some medicine for her sick mom. And Henry mixed the medicine together, and the lady left. The young girl left. And Henry was putting the things back on the shelves, and he was horrified to see that he had used one containing a deadly poison. And he could just see this young girl as she went home to her mom and see this mother take this deadly medicine and die. So Henry, as a cold sweat broke out on his forehead, he remembered his friend George's verse that he had given him. "Call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee." And he began praying, first of all, for salvation. And just to show you how the Lord answers prayer, this druggist, Henry, had not been saved but just a few moments when this young girl ran in back into the drugstore and said, "I ran so fast I fell and broke the bottle. This deadly medicine was spilled and didn't hurt anyone. And more than that, this druggist had come to know the Lord." My friend, God is able to save to the uttermost. God is able to reach down where you live and reach down there and lift you. And you and I, as His people, need to be lifting people to the throne of grace and helping them to with their burdens that they have. Our key verse today is going to be Matthew 6:33 that says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The first thing we want to look at is, first of all, let the Lord be number one in our life. Let Him be first. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." How far down the ladder does the Lord rate on our scale? He needs to be first. He needs to be up here instead of way down the list. Brother Ortiz spoke at our watch night service back on December 31st, and he spoke on Luke 9:57-62, in which twice is written the two words, "Me first. Me first." In Luke 9:59, it says Jesus had told a fellow to follow Him, and he said, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." Another person said to the Lord, "Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go to bid them farewell which are at my home." Our message title could very well be, "Who or what is first in our lives?" Back in 1 Samuel 8, God wanted to be king and have first place in the lives of the Israelites. And God said, they've not rejected thee, they've rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Who is ruling and reigning in our own individual hearts today? Who is on the throne of my life? Self or God? Who is king? The songwriter said, "Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am weighted, yielded, and still." Friends, you and I need to be yielded to the Lord and not rebel against Him. Many times we rebel against the master potter, and we're worse off for it. Just mark that down. We should never rebel against the master potter, the Lord Himself. You know, the Bible says in Psalms that He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. In Psalm 106:15, the Lord will give us what we want. He will let us go headlong into whatever direction we want to go. He gave them their request, but He sent leanness into their soul. His power today can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your soul, your heart, and make you free. His love can fill your soul, and you will see that it's best for Him to have His way with thee. First of all, let Him be number one. Let Him be first. Don't say, "Me first." God forbid, Paul said, that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him be number one. Second, we need to live unto Him. There are some wonderful verses over in 2 Corinthians 5 that has in it that wonderful verse, "If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature." But verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." Our prayer, I believe, today needs to be Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." You know, it's a wonderful truth today to know that inside our body dwells the Holy Spirit. Had you ever thought of that? The Holy Spirit dwells within us. "Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." We need today to count self dead and Christ alive in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Who is boss? Who is Lord? He wants to be Lord of our lives. In 2 Corinthians 5:15 it tells us, "And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again." Paul said it like this in Philippians 3:10, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." We need to die to self and live to God. Take up a cross daily and follow Him. You know, many people are living for time only. They're only living for this life. Like the rich fool who said, "I know what I'll do. I'll say to my soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said, don't leave God out no matter what you do. Don't leave Him out. Put Him first place. I talked with a young man on Friday down here at the hospital. His marriage has only been married 4 months, and it's almost on the rocks already. If anyone leaves the Lord out of their lives, they can't go any direction except down. Don't leave the Lord out. Jonah tried to leave the Lord out of his life. And it says he tried to get away from the presence of the Lord. How would a Christian not desire the presence of God in his life or her life? Jonah didn't. He tried to get away, but he didn't get away, as you know. He went down and down and down. And he wound up in the fish's belly. And there he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord gave him another opportunity to preach to Nineveh. And he went. He preached. We need to live unto Him who died for us and rose again. He needs to be Lord. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. We need to forget ourselves and live for others. Last, we need to please Him. We need to please Him because we are in His army now. We're not in the devil's army any longer when we're saved. We're in God's army. And the song says, onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Who is King? Who are we trying to please today? 2 Timothy 2:3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And verse 4 says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The Lord today, friends, is our commander-in-chief. He is the one from whom we take orders when we're Christians. So many times Christians are out to try to please everyone. But friends, you'll never please everyone. Please the Lord. Paul wrote the book of Galatians, and we're going to be preaching from that book tonight in the evening service. In chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul said of Galatians, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. We need to please Him who hath chosen us to be a soldier. Soldier. I have never had Uncle Sam's uniform on. Many of you men have that are here today. You've been in the service. But I know this, every last one of us here this morning can get God's uniform on. His robe of righteousness. We can come to know Him as our own personal Savior and Lord. The disciples were having trouble in the book of Acts. As you know, they had trouble many times, thrown in jail, beaten. Paul, in today's Sunday school lesson, was stoned outside of Lystra and left for dead. But he revived. The Lord knew He would write 13 books out of the New Testament, and maybe 14. So the Lord raised him up. In Acts 5:29, the disciples were having trouble with the authorities, and they said this, we ought to obey God rather than men. who had you and I rather have stamped on our life a big okay, God or the world? Who are we trying to please this morning? Jesus said to Martha one day, "Thou art careful or full of care and trouble about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her." She was pleased in the Lord. She chose to serve Jesus. Who is King? Who's King of our lives? Maybe there's a Christian here this morning who's been allowing the world to creep in. You wonder where your joy is gone. I'm praying for our revival to begin today, not next Monday night, the 25th. I trust every one of us here this morning, Christian or unsaved, I trust we'll come clean with God and allow Him to work through each one of us. The Bible says in Revelation, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." He's worthy today of our undivided allegiance, our undivided attention. He's worthy. The Lord today is able to save you. If you're here and lost, like that big tall fella said yesterday morning, "I was saved on a battlefield." There was a lady one time down by the riverside in the city of Philippi. You know what it says about her? "Whose heart the Lord opened." Whose heart the Lord opened. In just a few short hours, God had to send an earthquake in Philippi to awaken an old jailer out of his sin. Saved in a crisis. Like the druggist. Saved in a crisis. God knows how to work in your life, in my life. And I trust every one of us here will be drawn closer to the Lord. We want to sing the first stanza of 305. We have sung this already in the service. Before we turn to 349, let's turn to 305 and sing the first stanza that says, "King of my life, I crown thee now." I trust we'll each one really mean those words, that we'll crown him king. King. As we stand and sing the first stanza of 305.
Of my life.
Was asked one time, "Does the devil ever tempt you to doubt God?" And she said, "Yes. But when he does, every time that he tempts me to doubt God, I take old Satan to Calvary. And I say to him, he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. My friend, anyone who died for us, should not we live for him? Paul said in Philippians 1:20, I want Christ to be magnified in my body, whether by my living or by my dying. I want Christ to be number one. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 349 says, I surrender all. I trust this is your prayer today. If you're a Christian and would like to come up here and kneel to pray for an unsaved loved one, unsaved neighbor, friend, you come and do that as you're led of the Lord. Whatever your need is, God is able to meet it. Your need is not so great, except what God is greater. If you're here and lost, we'll stand down here to wait on you. God wants to save you. He's able to save to the uttermost. He'll reach down where you live and lift you as we sing 349. Today, do you know the Lord? Christian, does the Lord have all of us? One fellow was asked how he was such a witness, and he said this, all I have, the Lord has. He has all of me. And the Lord wants to be first. Not second or third or tenth, but he wants to be number one. Let's give him first place. Our Father, we thank thee for this time of fellowship we've had together. And we just pray for this last stanza, this invitation, Lord. We pray for precious souls to be saved and Christians' lives to be straightened out. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's sing the last stanza, please.